This is Winning with Wellness, a podcast about inspiring the wellness warrior in you. If you're feeling lost or alone in your wellness journey, or are looking for new ideas and inspiration, you are in the right place. A place you can learn about all things wellness in business, life, and living. Your host, Jenny Rice, will be bringing you inspiring stories and practical tools to improve your overall wellness, personally and professionally. Imagine what living a life of wellness would be like. Thank you for joining us today.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Winning with Wellness. We are so excited to have you here to inspire the wellness warrior in you. I am absolutely thrilled to have Connie Whitman here with me. Connie, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jen, thanks for having me on. I'm excited. And, you know, I love having conversations with you. So this will be fun.
I totally can't wait. So for those of you that are joining us today, thank you for making you a priority by taking the time to spend this 20 plus minutes with us to inspire different ways of thinking about your wellness journey and how you can be proactive in that process. I want to share a little bit more about Connie before we get started so you know her more intimately, and then we're going to dig into her expertise and have some conversation. So everybody, Connie is known for her high energy, which will become very obvious once we start talking. She's passionate, heart-centered, and enthusiastic approach into sales, teaching, and coaching. And that's how Connie and I met. We actually met through business and we've become fast friends. So the thing that's great about business is it always leads you to new relationships. So Connie has been the CEO of Changing the Sales Game for 20 plus years, helping business owners, leaders, and sales teams build powerhouse organizations. She is a three-time number one international best-selling author for her book, ESP, which is Easy Sales Process, Seven Steps to Sales Success, speaker and podcast host, which I've been on her show. You guys should totally check it out. Connie's inspired teaching, transformational tools, and content to ensure that business owners and salespeople grow their revenue streams through enhanced communication skills. She is absolutely thrilled to share inspiring content on her international podcast, The Changing the Sales Game and Enlightenment of Change. And you know, I know you guys are listening to this bio going like, how does this have anything to do with wellness? And what's really amazing is Connie is a communication specialist. And we're going to talk about how that impacts our lives and our wellness. So again, Connie, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Jen. And who is that person you just introduced? Who is she? I like her.
You know, these are the things we read about ourselves or we hear and we're like, take a moment to celebrate and pause. It's like, man, I accomplished some pretty cool stuff in my career, baby. So Connie, because we want to focus this conversation around, you know, wellness, and what does wellness actually mean to you?
You know, it's funny, Jen, because like everybody else, right? Oh, eat healthy, move your body, make sure you rest, get enough sleep. Really, really, though, I think for me, when I think about living a healthy lifestyle, yes, all of those things are, of course, paramount. But for me, at the core, it's a strong mindset. You know, I do a lot of speaking and I'm on a lot of podcasts. And it's interesting how some of this is a very interesting question that I don't get asked often. And at the core, I think it's why I have a healthy, vibrant life. Because of my strong mindset of I am happy, I am joyous, I love my family, I love my business, I do what I love every day. Like everybody's like, yeah. All of those things combined creates joy. And I really believe that's the center stone of living a healthy lifestyle, healthy and productive.
Ooh, because this is the thing that's so fascinating to me is, and I've shared this thought on a few podcasts, and this might resonate with you. It's amazing to me when it comes to our health, we almost have to be run over by a bus sometimes before we move into action, before we step in, because there's always something else we can put first. And it's amazing. I love that you highlight that it's, you know, really being proactive and moving into action and doing those kind of things.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things I love about you is that you are, you know, you're full into movement and action. So when we think about, when you think about your own personal wellness journaling and what's got you from A to B, is there something that you would share with your younger self that you know now has been one of the best things that you could have done for yourself when it comes to wellness?
You know, and I think a lot of people fall into that. So yes, if I could talk to my younger self, you know, my kids just both graduated college and, you know, 22 and 25, so recent college grads. I wish I knew then what I know now from the framework of, I thought it was about working hard, nose to the grindstone, don't come up for air, keep working, push, push, push. And you know what? It's all nonsense. The harder I think I've pushed through the years, in spite of pushing so hard, I became successful, but I believe my success could have been amplified had I just slowed down and rested more in my younger years. Because you, like you said, I have high energy. I've always had high energy. I'm a passionate person. I've always been passionate. So think of me in my 20s. Now I'm 60, right? But think about that 40 years and I'm still so energized. I believe it's because I've realized you gotta slow down to speed up sometimes. And I didn't know that in my 20s. So not working so hard. I know that sounds so counterintuitive, but for me, I think that's the truth. That's what I've learned in the past 40 years.
You know, that's such a powerful statement because many of us, I come from a long line of entrepreneurs. Many of us are raised with, whether we're taught it or we see it, and yes, many of us, I think it's absorbed, is grind, work, grind, burn the candle, and not realizing that that actually doesn't put us in the most optimum state for decision-making, success, etc. So I thank you for shedding the light on that, coming from a place of success and realizing, slow down and enjoy the journey. It's such a powerful thing to slow down. When you say that, I'm curious, there's going to be people listening right now going like, how do I slow down? What have you developed in your lifetime as a professional that you've learned how to slow down so you can speed up?
Yeah. And I want to answer that, but I want to go back one quick step until my kids, again, 22, 25, and I see them and they should work hard. Listen, you got to work hard, right? There's no free lunch out there. I totally agree with that. But certain things, like I'm saying to them, you need to suck that up right now because you're new. You have to prove yourself, all of those things. You have to build your credentials, right? Nobody owes you anything right now. So I do believe all of that. So when I say work hard, I do think we have to work hard, but they do, my kids work out, right? We come down the shore. We have a shore house. My son and his girlfriend were down. So all of those things, we're teaching them to learn how to unplug. And so that's the balance, I guess, that I'm trying to teach them, which I didn't know and no one taught me. So that I think is one frame of reference I wanted to share. Now, as far as slowing down, these have been important modalities, I guess, if you will, or ways of thinking now. So a couple of them you're going to laugh at. Well, one is meditation. I think it's critical that I meditate every day. Another thing for me is I read something. It could be for fun. It could be for learning. It could be for my own education, my own, right, be a lifelong learner. But I read 20 minutes a day. Put a timer on 20 minutes. What is the thing that's intriguing me? It could be a numerology thing. It could be something fun. So that's another thing that I do faithfully daily. The other thing is, what was I going to say with the meditation? Oh, so word searches. I know I'm a dork. I love doing word searches. So when I'm feeling a little stressful, I think, okay, that's it. You're not productive anymore because you're reading the same paragraph over and over, right? Everybody can relate to that. It's time to unplug. Normally I'd be like, do more, just suck it up and do more. Read that paragraph again, figure it out. It's not productive and it's frustrating and it depletes your energy and it makes you sad, right? It lowers your whole vibrational energy. So doing the word searches, it's mindless, it's fun. And I giggle as I'm going, especially if it's a fun one that you know, the book you buy, that's another one. Do something mindless. It doesn't have to necessarily be meditation, but do something mindless that you like, reading a book. That's another one for me where I force myself to say, that's it. I really want to read that book I was reading. I need to do an hour of reading now. So you have to be mindful of when you're feeling the frustration, what is your go-to? It could be painting, it could be writing, it could be drawing a picture, whatever it is for you. But yeah, the cross puzzles, I love doing them.
And I'm so thankful that you talked about, when you talk about like doing something soothing and mindless per se, you know, you can't see the air quotes. You didn't once mention going to social media, because that is where the majority of people go to check out. And it's not soothing you or releasing you. That's a whole other episode, obviously.
So just really quick on that. I am on LinkedIn every day. That's mostly where my people hang out. So I spend five minutes on LinkedIn, doing what I have to do, sending out congratulatory, again, building that network and building the relationships. It's important. So that's part of my habit in the morning. But my screen time on my phone is 20 minutes a day.
Way to go. I wish I could say that. I don't know what mine is. I should probably check, but it is definitely higher than that. So I commend you because also too, it keeps you present in what's happening in your daily moments in life.
And Jen, when we look at Facebook, it's comparophobia. I think, they're doing that. I'm not doing that. So that depletes the energy again, that vibrational energy, because we go into comparophobia, even though we're happy for the person, right? You still compare yourself. So really I'm 20 minutes a day and most of it is checking texts, believe it or not. I am rarely on social media. It's unless it's for business and responding and networking and doing those kinds of things. I do not check people's feeds and stuff that they had a martini with dinner. And by the way, I never post anything like that. I'm not that interesting. I know that.
Okay. I think you're interesting, but I love that you put your energy into other areas. That's amazing. So because I can't believe how fast our time goes when we're together. I want to kind of dial in, knowing that you really thrive around communication. And that's one of your passion pieces when it comes to what you do with people you work with and how you connect with people. How do you feel communication impacts people's wellness?
I don't think we think about how we communicate. We say what we have to say. And unfortunately what happens, Jenny, because humans, we have a 6-second attention span. And I know many of the speaking things that you've seen me, do my speaking gig, 6-second attention span, a goldfish has 7 seconds. So just think about that for a minute. The other problem is because we have a 6-second attention span, we're really taking turns talking at each other. So while you're talking, I'm literally, and I'm not, of course, because I've trained myself to be very present as I communicate. But typically it's like, well, when she shuts up, I'm going to say blah, 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 blah. So she can see how smart I am, right? Or what should I tell her next? That'll be make the podcast interesting, instead of being present and really listening to the question. So that's the other problem. And the last thing is, when you're really good at communicating, you really do shut your mouth. So we're listening 70% of the time. And I can't express the magic that happens when we're in listening mode 70% of the time. It forces you to be present. You learn so much about the other person. You can then turn around and say, you know who you need to meet? How many times, Jenny, do you and I talk? And at the end, I'm like, you know who you need to meet? Because I'm listening to the content of what you're saying. And the last thing is, from a conflict standpoint, I'm sales, right? Everybody goes, I don't want to get the objection. When you really learn how to communicate, again, and the way I teach it personally, from all my experience, and I have my own communication model, which is a free gift that we'll share at the end. But all of those pieces of the puzzle, it helps you connect at a level of ease and grace. So every conversation you have, it lacks conflict. You are coming from this place of love, care, and respect, and accepting the person for where they are. And then when you are making, especially if you're a business owner and you're trying to make that sale, You'll never get an objection again. So that is, to me, the biggest piece of the puzzle, because you're always coming from love and not from lack, if you will. And you're in such control of the conversation. And I don't mean that in a bad way. You're in control of yourself and listening, because you're really being present 70% of the time, that when you do respond, you're nailing it 100% of the time with the client or the prospect or your family member or your kid or your mom or your dad. You fill in the blank. You're coming from their perspective always. And that creates ease and grace in our conversations.
And what's so vital about that and what you share about that is, I just want to, you know, highlight that again, is being present allows you to respond effectively, because most people, when they're delivering information to us, are coming from a place of good. But yes, if we're calculating what we're trying to say, we're not listening to the context. We're not listening to the, we're not looking at the verbal and nonverbal cues. We're missing so many pieces of those puzzle. And all we're doing is amping up to an answer that is, could potentially be perceived inappropriately due to the conversation. So yeah. I just love that your passion is communication. And
at the core. Yeah.
At the core. Because what happens, and you and I both know this, that it doesn't matter that your subject matter is business people. If you are in sales, if you're telling your family what they're going to have for dinner, you're a salesperson. Right?
Yes.
Like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what it is. We're always selling different things. You want to go to a specific movie and your best friend doesn't want to go to that movie. You're in a sales situation, right? So we need to look outside the box on that. And I appreciate that you're sharing that. I would love for you to take just a few minutes to share about the free offer that you talked about. You're giving people an opportunity to go to your website, correct?
Yes.
And tap into an assessment about communication. So
yes,
would you mind sharing a bit more? I've done it. It's pretty sweet.
Yes.
So here's my sharing.
Yeah. So a few years ago, I created my own model. There's many wonderful models out there, and I'm not taking anything against them. They just had to answer the questions the way they have them set up. You can lie to yourself. And I don't mean that in a bad way either, especially if we're working on a skill and we think, oh yeah, I'm doing that, even though you haven't really perfected it yet. So you can kind of cheat, which on mine you can't. So it really comes out pretty, pretty spot on. So you take the assessment, you get two reports. One spotlights your superpowers, and it literally tells you how you're being perceived when you communicate. We need to know that. We need to leverage that. Here's the more important report, in my opinion, Jenny, is you get a blind spot, right? Your lowest score is the style. There's five different styles. So the lowest one is the style that you don't have any of. Like for me, it would be the precise assessor. All that means is I am not precise. I am not a perfectionist. I do not move slow. I do not think slow. I do not reiterate. I am not an innovator like Albert Einstein, right? He was a precise assessor. Well, I need to know that that's a blind spot, because if I'm talking to an engineer or a computer programmer or an architect who are typically precise assessors, I need to change how I'm showing up for them. I'm still me, but I'm toning me down, way down, because it'll freak them out. And they'll be like, I don't even know what she's saying. She's talking so fast. So that's the power of understanding your blind spots. So I will never become a precise assessor. However, I know how to communicate with a precise assessor. And I have architects and photographers and engineers as clients because of that. So that's the power of the tool. And can I add one more quick thing? I think we have a minute. There's two conversations going on, Jenny. Think of an iceberg. And I know you've heard me say this before, right? That top 10% is conscious. I can see your body language. You're nodding, you're smiling, right? You see me smiling. I'm using English. All of those things are very conscious and deliberate. 90% of our conversations are at that subconscious level. And that's where the communication tool lets you step in and gain a little more control. So you can only control you. I can't control the other person, but I certainly can control how I impact them hearing my message, hearing my solution, right? And how do I do that? using the communication tool and listening 70% of the time, which again is counterintuitive because we think, oh, I need to tell them everything I can offer them. No, they're not ready for all that. And when you understand their style, their communication style, you're delivering it exactly how they need to receive it. That's where the power lies.
And I just want to micro that down. We've all been in a relationship, in a situation, whether it's when we were kids to our parents or vice versa. We all know that moment when it's like, this isn't the right time to ask that question. We all intuitively have felt that. So yes. What I love about this assessment that you provide and a deeper understanding of how we personally communicate, it gives us a chance to really discern when is it the wisest time to share information and how to share it? Because we also want to make sure that people we're connected with are seen, heard, and understood. So when we can meet people where they're at, it's such a powerful tool. I can't thank you enough for being on the show, Connie.
Jen, I love it. Thank you so much. Always good seeing you, hanging out. And for me, and I know for you too, I hope everybody found value. That it's okay, right, to make money. And here are some tools to help you amp up as well as listen more, right? But here's a tangible tool that you could start playing with. So yeah, I hope everybody enjoys it. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. And you know, for those of you that loved what Connie was sharing about, don't worry, we're going to have all the information in the show notes. But Connie is also an incredible member of Your Holistic Earth. So if you can't find her on the show notes, which could happen, I'm not sure how, but technology does its thing. All you got to do is pop over to Your Holistic Earth and search Connie up in the directory, and you'll find how to reach her there, because she's a wonderful member of our community and there to inspire the wellness warrior in many people. So thank you again, Connie, for being on
the show. Thank you. Love you, my friend.
Love you too. Thank you, everybody, for listening, for taking the time to invest in you, to find a moment to be inspired by something different. I love the fact that we take a sales conversation and turn it into life, because life is about sales, no matter what that looks like. It, and you know, if you've got a 2-year-old that's got to put on a pair of pants and doesn't feel like it, you know all about negotiation and sales. Oh, so thank you so much for listening. We hope you're inspired by this episode to move into action. Again, find Connie at Your Holistic Earth, and as well, anything that will support your wellness is inside that vault for you to have access to. So thank you again, Connie, for being on the show.
Thank you.
Everyone for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Winning with Wellness. If something you heard today sparked your interest or fired up your curiosity, please head over to Apple Podcasts now. Hit subscribe and leave us a review. Your review helps us ignite the wellness warriors in others. Your community is waiting for you. Don't forget to activate your free wellness membership to Your Holistic Earth. You'll find the link in the show notes. It is never too late to redefine your wellness, and you don't have to do it alone. One small action can lead to life-changing results. I know, because it did for me. And from my heart to yours, thank you for sharing your most valuable asset with me, you.